Hey, welcome to another episode of This Expat Life. This is probably one of my last times that I'm recording in this room. If you're watching on YouTube, you know what I mean. I am still in my Airbnb in Rio, but I am moving home really soon, next week already, which is a crazy thought. I've been away for nearly 6 months, and it's just crazy to see how fast time has flown by. A lot of people have been telling me this too. Everyone back home is like, wow, you're coming back already. And I knew in advance that 6 months would pass like this. But yeah, I don't know. It's a weird feeling also because I'm not really realizing that I'm going back home, even though I'm ready for it. But more about that in another episode. What I wanted to talk about today was about being grounded. Because as you may have seen or heard or read, I am launching a new course, Touch Base. Doors are opening today, which is going to help you feel more grounded in your expat life. And I was talking to a few people, friends, but also people online that asked me, what do you actually mean with feeling grounded? And I thought, actually, this is a great question because to me, I have this feeling when I say it, but I don't have one particular meaning. So I just wanted to create this episode today to share a little bit how I see grounding, why you need it in your expat life, and to tell you a bit more about my new course, Touch Base. So I did a quick Google search to look up the meaning of grounded, feeling grounded, and I saw different meanings. But some of the words that came back, let me read them here, are well-balanced, sensible, stable, and reasonable. Now, personally, I don't see grounded as being sensible. I think we can sometimes be a little less sensible in this rational world. But I thought, let me try to give you my meaning of it, my explanation, how I see grounding. And to me, when I talk about feeling grounded, I really mean it as something, sort of steadiness within, a certain sense of, I got this. Even a certain control or influence to a certain degree over your life, namely over your own thoughts and actions. Because in expat life, there are so many things going on for you and they're changing all the time. So you change your environment, you need to adapt to a new culture, to new habits all the time. Maybe, or probably, you fill your expat life with a lot of things to do because you're adventurous and you want to make the most of it, the most of your years over there. And so you live a very full life that asks a lot of you. And more than in a life back home, you are confronted with choices. Because when you live your regular life back home, you have your daily life, your daily habits, you have your patterns, you have your stable group of friends, you have your family around you. Life is actually really predictable, or fairly predictable. And when you live abroad, there's so much newness coming at you. I mean, from deciding where you want to live to how you want to deliver your baby in a foreign hospital, there are always choices that you are presented with that you need to say yes or no to. And so there's a lot of things in your external context that are asking your attention and also that are moving because, well, people come and go, as every expat knows. You come and you go, but your friends also come and go. I've been experiencing the same thing in here in Rio. And so with all that newness and all that change and all that movement, it requires you to be standing, well, I wouldn't say still, but firmly rooted. You can imagine yourself like this big tree that catches a lot of wind, but if you don't bend, you're going to snap. So you'll want to bend just like a tree. So you can go along with the wind a little bit, but you still firmly stand in your own position. And to continue that visual aspect a little bit, because I'm very visual, so when I start talking about things, I see things right away. Something else that I see when I talk about being grounded is you're like the eye of the hurricane, the eye of the storm. So there's so much going on around you, everything that I just mentioned, but maybe you also travel a lot for work or you have a really demanding job, which is also asking a lot of your attention. But in that eye of the storm, there's you, like super calm. Or, and this is actually my favorite, you can imagine yourself as a little boat at sea. And maybe first the sea is really calm and then it gets rougher and rougher and the waves get bigger and there's more wind. And what can happen is that you know, the waves take you to shore or you drown. But when you are being grounded, you have this big, stable anchor locked to the bottom of the sea, which is keeping you at that place. And it's not a very tight anchor. Like, there's lots of room for you to maneuver, to play around, to go a little along with the waves. But at the end of the day, you are firmly anchored to that place. And so you can also relax into those waves because you know they're not going to take you away. You won't drown in them. That is what being grounded is to me. And I do think everyone needs this, especially in today's modern world full of technology and notifications. But maybe as an expat, this is something to work a little extra on, because people back home, they have their physical home to return to. They have their somewhat predictable framework, their life to rely on. And as an expat, you change environments all the time. So you don't have that steady external house. Maybe if you live somewhere for longer, you start to develop it. But if you are a serial expat, you keep moving around. You don't have that one steady group of friends that is right next to you all the time. You might still be in touch with your friends from back home, but they're not, you know, right here physically next to you. And so to create something that is stable and that can give you that grounding, you need to find it within yourself. And to me, being grounded is also staying really close to your authentic self, beyond the layers of who you must be for your job or in society, beyond expectations, beyond people pleasing, beyond whatever pattern you may have developed in your life. But you can stay really true to your authentic self and make the right choices for that authentic self. This is also a way of how I see being grounded. And actually, myself, I feel pretty grounded nowadays. At the time of recording, it is now Monday afternoon. I'm flying back home in a week and a half. I am launching my new course in a couple of days. By the time this episode drops, the doors will be opened. I have 6 or 7 coaching sessions this week. I want to enjoy Rio a little bit more. There's a lot going on for me, personally and professionally. But I feel really calm. Like, I feel super good. And this is really because I've done a lot of work in the last couple of years on grounding myself, despite busy or changing external circumstances. But I wasn't like this, let's say, 10 years ago. I was just talking to a friend that I met in London. We have known each other for 10 years now. And I was just thinking about how I was in London. And I know I've mentioned this before on the podcast. And while I enjoyed my time in London, there was a period that I wasn't doing very well. So I was working in a job that felt really demanding to me. There was, I can say that, a toxic work environment there as well. And I had Sunday scaries. Like, on Sunday morning, I would wake up and I would already be so incredibly stressed that my whole body was like tense and just full of stress. And I would go to a cafe to work because I had deadlines every Tuesday afternoon. And there was just so much built-up stress. So, like, on the weekends, I started to feel again like, oh no, this Tuesday, it's going to happen again. I need to perform and I need to meet my deadline, which was a little bit difficult for the area that I was working on. And so there was so much stress in my body. And obviously, I didn't sleep very well. I would toss and turn. My head was just always on, always thinking, always busy, always worried, always afraid. And after a day at work, I would come home just exhausted. You know, I would cycle over the Tower Bridge to my apartment in Bethnal Green. And while I loved the cycling, when I would come home, I would just be exhausted, like I said. My whole body would be hurting, and all I could do was to lie on the couch and just do nothing. I didn't even have the energy to cook. And more I said no to social things because I didn't feel like it. I didn't have the energy for it. And so this is a really vicious cycle, because what happens then is that you just, you know, your world becomes smaller and you're more stuck in your own head, and the stress mounts and mounts and completely takes over your life. And I realized at some point, okay, this isn't good. Something needs to change. But I couldn't see any light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I couldn't see what I needed to change to get out of that loop. And my only way out at some point was to just quit my job. And that was really what saved me. And then I moved back to the Netherlands. But if I think back of that time now, I was so far from grounded. Actually, all the energy was like in my head. If you were to draw a cartoon, it would have these like little clouds of dust or speed or whatever around it. All the energy was taking place there, and I couldn't ground myself through my body. I couldn't relax. My muscles were always tense. Like, I was really, really far from grounded, and to a degree that I wasn't in the right space to see clearly anymore, to make decisions that were right for me. So I knew something needed to change, but I couldn't see my way out. So that is a really strong example of how you cannot feel grounded. And I've seen it before with coaches. They are in a very, very similar situation as I was, actually near a burnout. They also work often with a GP or a psychologist, which is great. And then I coach them on the part, okay, what to do next? What is your next step? But actually, having spoken to a bunch of people and remembering my former self, this is one of the reasons why I created Touch Base, because I thought, hey, if you can ground yourself a little bit more, you can avoid ending up in that situation, or you can help yourself to get out of it. And another example I want to mention is my time in Brasilia when I was a diplomat. So that was very different from how I was living in London. I was much more centered compared to London. I had done some inner work. I felt like Brazil and particularly Brasilia were really grounding for me, really healing. I felt really at home there. I was able to, within myself, make peace with the relationships I had with my parents, which wasn't very easy. I felt I was able to relax more there because I didn't have all the clutter of my daily life as I had back home in the Netherlands. So Brazil was a really healing time for me, and I felt so much more at peace compared with London. But if I compare myself to how I am now, I was still not grounded. I wouldn't say not at all, but I wasn't really grounded. So yes, I had a sense of direction of where I wanted to go to. I was working on my long-term goals. I knew I wanted to quit my job, and I knew kind of like where I was going. I really enjoyed where I was living, but my job was also very demanding. I was traveling all the time, like every 2-3 weeks I was on the plane, which I love, by the way. But I was always really busy, and the energy was still a lot in my head. Like, I still thought a lot for my work. I had to do that, obviously. But also, what I only realized now, or a couple of years ago, is that I was living from my head. So I thought I was in contact with my emotions, but I really wasn't. I was processing everything through my head. I was analyzing my feelings. I could perfectly describe where, you know, certain patterns came from, but I couldn't really feel them. And also, I wasn't really close to living from my authentic self, because as a diplomat, you know, I couldn't really be myself, if I'm honest, in that work environment. Which is not, I mean, it's okay. I knew that at the time, but I couldn't be my true self. And now, as an entrepreneur doing the things I want to do, I feel like I am. But yeah, there was a lot of thinking and a lot of busyness and a lot of focus on doing and not so much on, you know, other things that you need to feel grounded, that if I look at it now from my current perspective, I see that I wasn't that grounded. I also wasn't that happy. I was enjoying my diplomat life and all the perks and the travel and living in Brazil, but I wasn't fulfilled, and I just remember driving to work every workday, and while I was enjoying the ride, I was also like, oh, I have to go to that office again to do those boring bureaucratic tasks, and I just want to start my own business. So I wasn't feeling fulfilled, and I didn't really feel in control. So I knew the direction where I wanted to go to, but I wasn't there yet. So I didn't fully feel in control of my life. And if I compare it to how I'm feeling now, well, I already told you, with everything that's going on, the deadline, the move back home, the things I still want to do, I feel super grounded. Like, I'm so in touch with my emotions. I'm so aware of my thoughts. My head is often in the clouds in a good way because it allows me to dream and to be creative, but my feet are on the ground. And I just feel super grounded, like things that would normally trigger me a little bit or put me into action mode, working harder, I see them now for what they are, and I can really respond for my authentic self. And I feel like that little boat with a really nice anchor that is holding me to that place. And I'm just enjoying the waves. So yeah, I'm really happy how grounded I am these days, because it took me a long time to get here. It took a lot of inner work. But now that I'm here, I'm just really happy. And in my opinion, being grounded is a necessary foundation, or at least a starting point, if you want to change anything in your life, or if you just want to feel good in it. Because I've seen this often with my coachees, that some of them are just so busy that they don't feel in the driver's seat of their expat life, and so they want to make changes, but they actually don't have the space for it. And I've seen it a couple of times now where we had beautiful insights in the sessions and clear indications of what they could do to generate that change of where they wanted to go to, whether it was about their career or how they were feeling. But at the end of the day, not so much changed, because they didn't have space for it in their busy lives. This is actually one of the reasons why I offer WhatsApp support in between the sessions for my one-on-one coaches, because I believe that while you will get deep insights from my coaching sessions, the real work needs to be done in your daily life, when you get triggered by something, that you learn to respond in a different way. This is how you generate change. But if you're not fully grounded, or at least partially, and you don't experience that space, then it becomes a lot harder to generate that change, to practice the insights that we gained in the coaching sessions. And this is why I started to realize, and also with an eye on my past selves, that being grounded is actually key if you want to change anything about your life. Because otherwise, it's just going to be a cognitive exercise, and you will think about things and you will understand things, but you also need to be able to implement it in your daily life. And you need to be grounded in order to do that. And this is exactly why I created my new course, Touch Base. I really want to help other busy, ambitious expats to feel more grounded in their busy lives, so that they can connect better to themselves, to their authentic selves, and make better choices for their life from that steadiness within. And preferably in a shorter time than I needed. And there's actually an additional reason why I decided to create Touch Base. Because sometimes when you read about grounding or you talk about it, it's always like, oh yeah, I need to do meditation or practice mindfulness, right? Yawn. We all know this advice. We all know that meditation is good for us, or that we need to be more still, more mindful in our daily lives. And we all kind of know it, but most of us don't do it. And then we just kind of skip the whole grounding part because we feel like, ah, that's not for me, or it doesn't work for me, or one day I will start to do it. One day later, it's always in the future. And personally, I think that meditation advice is a little bit lame. I mean, it's something that ChatGPT can tell you as well. And I personally also don't believe that being grounded is just about quieting your mind. Because while meditation itself is great, I mean, I do it too, I don't think it's enough. And this is something that I realized when about 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago, I came into my perfect storm, as I often call it. And this is when I moved back home from Brasilia to the Netherlands. I just got into a new house, you know, that wasn't my home at all. I had just bought that house, where I just started a new posting at the ministry. And 3 weeks later, 3 weeks after moving back home, my dad unexpectedly died. Now, obviously, this was a huge shock and there was a lot of grief around it. But there was more. There was also a heartache. I fell in love with someone who broke my heart. There was a pandemic. There were lockdowns. It was winter. It was a lot going on. And I think anyone who moves back home or who moves abroad, you know, that's already a shock to the system. But what I experienced in that time was like multiple shocks. And it was really, well, in hindsight, it was a blessing in disguise, because I finally learned how to process my emotions truly. And I was able to deal with a lot of mental and emotional luggage from the past. But at that time, it was really hard. It was my perfect storm, and it was just too much to take in. And honestly, if anyone had told me, like, oh, do some meditation, I'd be like, fuck you. That didn't do the trick. Quieting the mind wasn't enough for me. Yes, it was definitely one necessary part because there was a lot going on in my head, but it wasn't enough. I also needed to do other things to really ground myself in that storm so I could be like the eye of the storm. And I eventually was able to do that. And that was really because I had no other choice. I mean, the alternative was to just, like, I don't know, go down with it all and really let myself be like beaten up about with my circumstances. But I realized that I was able to ground myself truly in that perfect storm eventually. And I also realized that I did that using four different elements, which go beyond quieting the mind. And those elements that I use still to this day to ground myself, because it's an ongoing practice, are thinking, feeling, doing, and being. You need to balance those elements. And the problem is that many high-achieving expats often tend to focus a lot on one or maybe two elements. And that includes the old me, like how I was going through life. Now, if you are a bit like the many high-achieving expats that I coach, you are probably ambitious, hardworking, you're smart, you know how to get things done, like you book in results, and your brain and your performance have served you really well, especially in your career, but also in other areas of your life. But you might come to a point that you realize that something just doesn't feel right, or how you used to be able to solve things, it just doesn't work that way anymore. Or you keep being stuck in your own loop, your own thinking loop, your own way of being, and you're not getting much further with maybe a problem that you're experiencing or a situation that leaves you not feeling very grounded. So I speak to a lot of expats, especially on discovery calls. They call me and they say, Amanda, like, I want to change something, but I just don't know what to do. And then they start with something that they want, but then there are other factors to take into account, and there are many buts and ifs. And before they know it, they're like stuck in that thinking loop and they cannot get out of it. They don't know what to choose. They get stuck in overthinking. And they then don't feel grounded because they don't really feel fully in control, because they feel stuck. They want to do something, but they just cannot move forward. Or some other expats, you know, they're always so busy, working really hard, traveling all the time. They're always on, in a way, like they're always on alert. They're always working. Their brain is always on. They're always ticking off to-dos. And so much that they feel on a really high-speed train in a very full life with barely any space for their long-term dreams or their hobbies or whatever they want in life as well. And if you're always running around double-booked, like, how grounded do you really feel? And there's something else that I often see, and this is also what I did when, you know, 10 years ago, is that a friend of mine recently told me about a conflict he had at work, which wasn't a big conflict, but it kept him up at night. And this was very unusual for him because he told me he's a really good sleeper. But then he just kept thinking one night about this conflict. And he told himself, oh, but this is not a big problem. You know, like, tomorrow you can solve it. You just need to have like a maybe difficult conversation, but that's it. Like, no, there are no real big consequences here. It's going to be fine. And he told me with this tone of surprise in his voice, but Amanda, even though I told myself that, I couldn't fall asleep. And I was like, no, of course you didn't. Because while you rationally tell yourself that this is not something to worry about, your body doesn't think that way. It feels something else. And we discussed it a little bit more, and it turned out that there was a bit of fear underneath it all, because he grew up in a household where fights were really common. And so his body was kind of reminded of the big fight explosion that could maybe occur after conflict or during conflict. And so you can rationally tell yourself that things are okay, but your body doesn't respond that way. And then maybe you won't be able to fall asleep at night. So how grounded, again, do you really feel if you rationally know it is like that, but physically you don't experience that? You want to feel grounded in your body as well, and not just try to solve it with thinking. So what these high achievers, and maybe you as well, need to do in my eyes is to include the other elements into their life on a daily basis. So if you know the thinking part very well, like always overthinking or rationalizing your feelings, you need to focus more on these other elements to balance out the thinking. And if you know doing very well, it's often thinking and doing that my high achieving expats are more stuck in. If you know the doing very well, like always ticking off to-dos, always on, always working hard, then you need to focus a bit more on being, for example. And in Touch Base, I'll teach you exactly how to do that without adding extra busyness or weight of another to-do to your already busy life, because I know how busy expat life or how full expat life can be. So in Touch Base, you'll learn how I see these four elements and what you can do to include them more and balance them out more in your daily life. And I've created it in a way that you can see it as a compass that you can use to navigate through your life. And this will give you the awareness as you go through your days to see like, hey, how balanced are these four elements right now really? And what should I include a little bit more, and how can I do that? Because in addition to how I see the four elements, I will also give you examples of how you can implement them in your life. I've created a list of resources that you can use to create your own compass with activities coming from all four elements so that you feel really balanced and grounded. And so you'll see that it's not just about doing meditation every day, nor that you need to include, let's say, a full hour of yoga every day to feel grounded. No, it's really up to you to decide how you want to shape that compass. And you can do that then in a way that is personalized to your needs and your life. Plus, I will also give you a few ways of how you can stay committed to your compass, because I know, like, just like any other habit, like, this requires practice. And I've learned a few things that have been really helpful for me, so they might be helpful for you as well. So you can really include them more on a daily basis and really make them part of your life. But again, without adding more busyness to your already busy life. And that is actually not all, because as a bonus, if you join this round, you will also get two visualizations from me. Now, if you've listened to some of my previous episodes, you know that I'm a huge fan of visualizing my future self. I do that almost every day, and I really love it. And I've actually done so many more visualizations at events or, you know, things I found on the internet. And they really help me to go beyond my cognitive thinking, and so that I can connect more with my creativity and my intuition. And these visualizations help me to see things that I can't really see through all the blur and clutter of daily life and daily thoughts. And because visualizations have really helped me also to feel more grounded, I've added two in as a bonus if you join this round of Touch Base. So with Touch Base, I really help you to lock in new habits, like a new way of living, so that you can feel more grounded no matter where you go. And with those habits and with feeling centered in your life, being that little boat that is anchored, it will be much easier for you to make decisions that are really right for you, or to simply stay sane when shit hits the fan or you're just running around because you need to prepare for another relocation. And if you join this very new round of Touch Base, you get everything that I just mentioned. So you will learn more about the four elements: thinking, feeling, doing, and being. You will get lists of resources that you can implement. You will get examples of how I ground myself. I will teach you also a few ways how you can include feeling more grounded in your daily life. And you will get the two visualizations. All that for just 97 euros. And this is such a no-brainer investment, because if you can feel grounded going forward, this has huge positive implications for your life. There's just one caveat that I would like to make. This is not a miracle course. This is not a course for you to just watch and be like, okay, now after watching it, I am grounded. It still requires practice. So this ambitious, hardworking energy that you have, I kind of want you to bring this to this course as well, because it is going to require some discipline and practice and dedication to really feel grounded. I'd be careful with anyone who promises you that you can be grounded after just one visualization or just one course. This really requires the work from you, just like any other inner work you may want to do. But I am accommodating you because I know how busy you are. I know this from my own life. So you will get access to Touch Base through my standard video platform where you will have all the videos and you will also get the list of resources. But I've also turned Touch Base into a podcast. So that means that you can just listen to the different lessons that I have about the compass and the four elements as you drive to work, as you are cooking for your family, as you are going on a walk, or as you are on the plane. I personally love listening to podcasts. I mean, there's a reason why I have one. And it always really helps me to soak in new information while I'm doing something else, rather than just sitting behind the screen and taking notes. I mean, I do both. And this is why I also created both. Because sometimes life offers us a lot of space to learn new things, and sometimes we have little space. So, doors have opened today, and they will be open for just 6 days. The reason behind that is that I am moving back to the Netherlands. I am going to start working with a bunch of new clients that I want to give my full attention to. And I'm also going to open the possibility of everyone inside Touch Base to ask me a question, and then I'll record a video with my answer to that question. And so I just want to focus on those three things, on my own personal move, my lovely new clients, and on the people inside of Touch Base so I can also answer their questions. If you want to join, all you have to do is follow the link in the show notes and sign up for Touch Base. And after purchase, you will automatically receive an email with the invoice, but also an email with your login details and another email with some more practical information. And then you're ready to go. Everything is already on the platform. You can binge it. You don't need to wait for me. You don't need to wait week by week that I make it available. No, it's all there. So you can start to feel grounded today if you want to. Doors are now open and they will stay open until Wednesday the 3rd of July. So don't wait much longer and go sign up. I'd love to see you inside of Touch Base. Talk to you soon.